And now it's time to welcome Diana O'Carroll back with our question of the week.
Yes, this week, are we what we eat? And that's Carlos from Panama asking.
Just as flamingos get their pink colour from the pigmentation in the krill they eat, adult penguins get their yellow spot on the face from the same source. My question is, would there be any pigmentation changes in a human's hair or skin colour if he or she ate plenty of raw krill?
One particular compound found in krill is responsible for flamingo colour. So, can the same compound do this in humans?
This is Dr. Stephen Juan. I'm the Ashley Montague Fellow for the Public Understanding of Human Sciences at the University of Sydney. Yes, there are substances that can turn your skin different colours. One of the most famous ones is carotenema, which is when you eat too many carrots, your skin can turn yellowish or orange. It's a benign condition, doesn't seem to be related to anything, but if you eat too many carrots, the beta carotene builds up in your system and you turn into the color of a carrot. First a little yellow and then a little orange. There was an interesting study in 2006 in pediatric dermatology by a Royal Liverpool Hospital that showed that carotenemia can come from eating green beans as well. There are other vegetables like yams, it's been known to happen, where the color can change, and some other fruits as well. So yes, you have to be very careful. Of course, it's going to show up in lighter skinned people first, but it'll happen to anybody. And by the way, yes, there is something, speaking of carrots, the old question is, what about carrots improving the eyesight? And yes, carrots do improve the eyesight a little bit, but only if you are vitamin A deficient to begin with.
It's the beta-carotene in krill, carrots, green beans and sweet potatoes that can change your hue, but only if you eat lots and lots of them. On the forum, we had a few stories of people who knew people who'd eaten too many carrots, so it seems it's not all that rare. And on the forum, RD found a case of one man who had argyria after spending years drinking colloidal silver, and that's silver particles suspended in a liquid. He's now actually blue, and you can find pictures of him on the internet if you just do a search engine search for argyria.
He really is. He's blue, isn't he? He's like a Smurf.
Yes. Yeah, it's quite striking. He's actually a sort of photographic negative of himself.
Because the silver's got into his skin and reacted with sunlight.
Exactly.
and apparently the effect is permanent.
Lucky man. Okay, from toxic colours to toxic substances and next week's question.
G'day. I was wondering if you'd tell me why are Australian snakes so much more toxic in general than other snakes in other parts of the world? Thank you very much.
Right, and that's Damien from Australia. And if you know why Australia has been breeding the most venomous and toxic reptiles, then let us know by writing on the site of answers that is the forum. And that's at thenakedscientist.com/forum, or you can email us at chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Talking about venomous reptiles, I think most of them end up in the cast of Neighbours at some point by the looks of things. Thank you very much. That's Diana O'Carroll with this week's Question of the Week.
Bringing the facts to bear. The Naked Scientists.